This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. That is if you're quest worthy. Oh yeah, you know it. Because if you get the drink mixes, including quest worthy, go to the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST, and you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest, lots of stuff up there. And by stackup.org, lots of good stuff there too. In today's news, we got some stuff on sale that includes some hardware. There's a new Portal game coming, and somebody started a lawsuit. But we begin today with news.xbox.com. That's a rarity, because they are saying the ID at Xbox, the developers, all of them, are finding more success with Xbox right now, with $5 billion paid out of date. Okay, right now they're at GDC, and they're celebrating their independent developers since they are there. And they're saying that ID at Xbox has seen over 1,000 games at launch. That includes the fan favorites like Butro, Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, and Phasmophobia. You might have seen that one on the stackup.org Twitch channel. And what they're saying too is that since ID at Xbox did launch back in 2013, there was more than $5 billion that have been paid to the independent developers all over the world. And they did announce last week that over 1,000 titles will now be supporting Xbox Play Anywhere, XPA, when players purchase an XPA game. And they can play the game on Xbox or Windows 10 and 11 PCs at no additional cost. Which would mean that they are figuring that players would get 20% more playtime. Now, Xbox does offer more places, what they're saying, some independent games, through the consoles and the gaming PCs and laptops, and the handhelds, like Asus ROG, LEX, or Legion Go, phones, tablets, TVs, Fire Sticks, all that stuff. But they also announced the Developer Acceleration Program, called DAP, and they want to ensure that they have the content that speaks to everyone. So, we shall see what happens with that, won't we? Especially when they're coming to host developers from 10 countries. And they'll have 11 Xbox Play Anywhere and 6 Xbox Game Pass titles, which would include Winter Burrow, Detective Dostin, and Promise Mascot Academy. Now we know Pal World's over there too. Nintendo Everything said that the Pal World dev was surprised by the Pokemon lawsuit. So who were they talking to? They were talking to John Buckley, and he is the Pocket Pair Global Community Manager, and he did talk about how he felt when the lawsuit did drop from the Pokemon company. So here's what he said, quote, "We did legal checks before Power World released and they were all cleared in Japan. So obviously when the lawsuit was announced, we were like, what? And we went back to the lawyers and the lawyers contacted the counts and asked, what's going on? And that's when we realized it was a patent that they were going for. Pretty much everyone at Pocket Pair is a huge fan, so it was very depressing, it was a very depressing day. Everyone heads down and walking in the rain. It changed a lot of things for us. We were just about to release PlayStation version, and we were just about to go to Tokyo Game Show, so obviously we had to scale back a little bit and hire security guards and stuff like that," end quote. So yeah, that thing is still going on, but still, we are keeping our eyes on it. When we get more updates on that lawsuit, we'll let you know. But apparently there's another lawsuit coming because of a scam. PCGamesN.com did say that the Day Before Dev is suing a website. So the Day Before Dev developers, Fantastic, is suing a publication. And right now they could be suing an online publication because the publication was calling the Day Before a scam. So last September, the studio did announce a game called Escape Factory, which did try to raise some funding on the Kickstarter. But once the campaign failed, Escape Factory was canceled. Infinite and Fantastic did say that they're working on a different prop hunt style game called Items, but the company will be forever linked to the day before. Now, Yakita.info did publish, quote, information affecting aspects of the business reputation of Fantastic. And that was based on two Yakita articles that did describe the day before was a scam. And it did say that the game did borrow machines from other games. That's when Fantastic did commission a study from linguistics analysts, and they did conclude that these words had indeed affected the company's reputation. That's a direct quote. So because of that, they had to change the word scam with the word embarrassment. And Yakita did say, quote, the quote talked about how American bloggers discovered my borrowings from other games. Thus, the meaning of the articles remained unchanged, but became more accurate. The word scam is relatively new in the Russian language and has a wide range of meanings, from failure to fraud. However, the article did not talk about fraud, but described how the unexpected appearance of the company Fantastic in the information field with an apology after the failure to avoid double understanding. We replaced the word scam. Fantastic offered to settle conflict out of court only if we remove the article and apologize. Based on the basic principles of journalism, we consider them pressure on freedom of speech and cannot remove the materials. End quote. So because of that, Yakita is now suing Fantastic in response. PC Games Inn tried to get a response from Fantastic, and right now there is no response at this point in time. Two lawsuits, but that was just an update. And this is just an update for Helldivers 2. GamesRadar.com said that Helldivers 2 could be a little bit harder, but maybe in a fun way. So, the update's now here for Helldivers 2. And some people did receive their update to the Situational Awareness Protocol. That's a quote, by the way. That way, the enemies could be more dangerous in a group. They also said that a lot of weapons did receive buffs, so you can deliver more damage than ever as well. And there were some other balance adjustments. 13 weapons and 6 stratagems got some tweaks. 9 of the weapons have been given straight up buff damage. The AR-61 tenderizer has gone from 95 to 105. That's an example, by the way. And the SG-8S slugger had increased from 250 damage to 280 damage. And there's some armor penetrations of the R-36 eruptors that have been boosted as well. In fact, Helldivers 2 got up on X and said, quote, support incoming, incoming major update buffs, performance fixes, more, this time in very democratic video format. And they did post a video about it. Oh, there's a new Portal game. I'm just throwing this in here because it's coming towards the end of the show. And the Gladios original voice actor says it's on the way, but it's a pinball machine. And it is Portal, it is a pinball machine, and it's going to cost you about $12,500. So hope you got the money. Does look fun though. Oh boy, it does look fun. They don't require chips though. At least I don't think that they do. Well, you know what, they might. If they did, PCGamer.com said that a Chinese graphic card maker did say that the RX 9070 supply will be stable from April, while the AMD did commit more MSRP graphics cards, which could be something. Now, AMD's David McAfee did ask a question, quote, what can AMD do to ensure availability close at MSRP as you can get it, end quote. Well, he was talking about the Radeon RX 9070 and the 9070 XT graphics cards. And they were talking about the supplies of the new GPUs because of the NVIDIA's RTX 50 series has not been in great supply. They just sold out very fast. And restocking has been a problem for NVIDIA. So, Yastan got up on X and said, quote, hello everyone, thank you for the support. We have received a lot of messages and would love to inform you now the supply is unstable, but we'll restock every week. Please don't be frustrated if you didn't get it. The supply will continue stable to be available after April. So, April it is. Because McAfee did answer his own question. Quote, priority number one is restocking all of our partners. End quote. So, there will be some restocking. Might be some restocking in this too. Polygon.com did say the Samsung 9100 SSD is up for bid as well. Right now you can get that at Samsung. It's $200 for the no heat sink and $320 for the heat sink. 1 terabyte for the $200 one, 2 terabytes for the $320 one. So if you want it, there you go. I know PlayStation players. PlayStationLifestyle.net said there's a hidden game that has 60 FPS mode, and PlayStation Lifestyle found it. It's called Siberia, The World Before. It's in the Siberia series. So if you want to see what 60 FPS can do, you can go look for that game if you got PlayStation. We got you, don't we? This has been a Don Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. See you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.